You two didn't know this, but Oprah Winfrey has had your yogurt twice and talked about it in front of all the students at Smith.
No way.
Yeah, you didn't know it, but then Phil accidentally spilled the beans right before I was going to record it.
Sorry.
So you're both faking it right now.
But
you
did
until this morning, you did not hear the story.
We had no idea until 3 minutes ago.
Of how Oprah went to GoBerry and loved it so much, and then she went and tried to go pre-dawn, thinking, I don't know, what do you think, you're in Chicago where GoBerry's stay open all night long or something? You're in Northampton where everything closes down at 7:30, and then went back again the day before commencement and then after commencement later in the day twice to GoBerry. Side Hill Yogurt.
Wow.
Are you feeling the Oprah bump?
We are. No, we're not. We actually know that Meryl Streep eats our yogurt. That
really?
Has been witnessed. Yes. A member of our staff was doing a demo in the Great Barrington Guido's, and she was offered a sample and walked right by and said, no, no, and went over and picked up a quart out of the case and put it in her basket.
She knew it so well she didn't even need a sample.
That's right.
Got it.
Wow. Yeah. So we're famous.
June is the most lactose intolerant of months, as it is dairy month, according to growers and producers across the country. And joining me is Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Amy Klippenstein and Paul Lisinski from Side Hill Yogurt exclusively, or what do you call it?
We're Side Hill Farm.
Side Hill Farm.
Yeah.
So you are the yogurt people.
We are the yogurt people.
In my house, the maple yogurt is like the number one item on four-year-old Pax's favorites list.
Does he make out the shopping list?
He kind of makes out the shopping list, because if you take him shopping anywhere,
yeah,
and he sees the Side Hill yogurt, he must have the Side Hill yogurt. So it's become an important staple in our house. But Side Hill is in Holly. What's Holly? It's not even spelled like the little Christmas plant.
Right. You have to say Holly.
Holly. Is that how they say it?
No, they don't.
What are you doing on the farm?
So we have a dairy farm.
Yeah.
We are milking about 40 cows right now, all grass-fed cows. We take that milk and we make it into yogurt, which we sell all over the state of Massachusetts. We also have a farm shop there in Holly where we sell raw milk. We make some cheese. It's a really fun place to come if you want to drive to Holly, which is a beautiful, beautiful place.
So the yogurt you can get a lot of different places in Massachusetts, but all the other milk-based products we have to come to the farm stand to get, or?
Raw milk is only sold at the farm.
Yeah. What about cheeses and things like that?
At the moment, cheese we are just selling at the farm shop, also because it's a limited supply item. So if you want the exclusive chance to buy our cheddar cheese, you have to come to the farm.
And since we're in the Side Hill fan club, you know, you want to take your love of this product to the next level, you should come by the farm and, you know, could see.
So when it's 102 degrees down here in the valley, you come up and it's 84 and a light breeze in Holly, and sit at our picnic table under the tree and eat some Side Hill cheddar, and it's a lovely afternoon.
So how did you get into farming in the first place?
We actually started as a vegetable farm 15 years ago now, something like that. We also had a construction company, and I was away all the time, and Amy got tired enough of that she allowed me to talk her into getting some cows.
So I'm assuming then that you are a couple.
We are a couple, yes.
Not just a couple farmers. So you decide to get how many cows first, and where did it go from there?
Well, we started out with three cows, and 24 hours later, we had four, because one of the cows, which was supposed to be bred for 6 months later, was bred for that day. And
that's a good learning experience about how to birth a calf, I would imagine.
Well, fortunately, it didn't require any intervention from us.
Oh, that's good.
Paul came running down the hill saying, there are feet coming out. What do I do?
Try to milk them. I don't think that's how it works, Paul. So then you've got the four, and now you've got 40.
Now we actually have about 75.
Oh, 75.
Because the whole herd with calves and young stock and steers, that's all about 75.
And you're milking 40 of them.
We're milking 40.
And so they roam the hills of Holly, and then?
They do, in an organized fashion, but yes.
Sort of like a marching band?
With less sousaphones, maybe just as noisy sometimes. Yeah.
You've been making Side Hill Farm yogurt, but you've made the conscious decision to both stay in Holly and to only distribute in Massachusetts. Why is that?
The main reason is we figure there are a lot of people in Massachusetts, and pretty much they all need to eat every day.
Yeah.
We actually really believe in the whole matter of feeding people locally.
Yeah.
So we do our own deliveries in Western Mass to keep in touch with our customers, and then we have a distributor for Eastern Mass. I don't know. It just feels like going farther than that is just not exactly necessary. There are farms in other states who could do something very similar to what we're doing.
Which is interesting, because there's, you know, there's been such a pressure on dairy farmers in particular in New England to survive, that you kind of are making sure your growth stays within limits, as opposed to saying, let's take this as far as we can go, in a time when I think maybe a lot of other dairy farmers would probably relish that opportunity.
Right. Well, the balance is that we essentially have two full-time jobs, because milking cows is a full-time job.
Yeah.
And making yogurt is a full-time job.
Do you both do both?
Well, we have, right now, we have an excellent staff who handles a lot of things, which is why we're standing right here today instead of milking cows or making yogurt.
The cows need the milk when they need the milk.
There's actually probably yogurt going into containers right now as we speak.
How long does it take to go from cow udder on your farm to me buying the yogurt, let's say locally at a River Valley Co-op?
If you're buying yogurt at River Valley Market, often we will have the yogurt there in 48 hours after it comes out of the cow. It really is fresh. Like, it goes from the cow into our vat, gets made into yogurt, and gets delivered to stores in just a day or two.
Well, and the interesting thing about it is I actually feel that maybe 2 or 3 weeks after it's made, the yogurt's actually a little better than when it's fresh.
Because it is, it needs like a cheese, right? It needs to age. It's got that live
culture.
Exactly.
It's got the live cultures in there, and they're still acting very, very slowly at refrigerator temperature. I don't know. It just tastes a little more mature.
You guys do have a new product you've brought out in the last couple of years or year, which is sour cream.
But do we have to go to the farm to get that?
No, you can get that here in the valley. Yes. And in fact, we actually brought some.
Let me see.
If you'd like to try some. Although we don't recommend taking an enormous spoonful and sticking it in your mouth because it's really something. So this is actually...
I think we got this one time now that I see the container because it's the same container.
Well, the thing about it is that most sour creams you buy, if you look at the ingredients, the first ingredient is milk.
Yeah.
You look at our sour cream is, if you imagine heavy whipping cream, 40% butter fat. That's what we aim for out of the separator at 5 o'clock on Tuesday morning. And that's what we turn into sour cream.
That, so it's really sour cream as opposed
to
sour milk.
Intense.
If you call something sour milk, people will be like, this is gross. But you can somehow get away with saying sour cream. And people are like, this is the best thing I've ever had.
Let me give you a graphic here.
Oh, he's holding it up. It's defying gravity. Turned it upside down and nothing's coming out.
There we go.
So it's so thick that it stays in the container. It doesn't slosh out.
We do not advocate stirring yogurt. We put all this effort into making it firm. And then I cringe when people go stir it up and ruin it. But the sour cream, you more or less have to, or you won't be able to get the spoon.
Yeah, how are you going to dip your chips in there?
Exactly. It'd break your chip right off.
Talking with Paul Lisinski and Amy Klippenstein from Side Hill in Holly, one of the most notable things about your product is the label. So you've got the silhouette of a cow against a green field and a purple sky. Perfect subversive advertising for my wife, who is obsessed with the color purple, like you, Amy, who is wearing purple right now. There, not a day goes by where she is not wearing something purple, and that's where the label
comes. She is a woman after my own heart.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is it about purple that makes it so that it's something you want to wear all the time and put on the label?
Oh, I'm not sure I can put that into words. I just really love purple and green and the interaction between them.
What's the color of your eyes, Amy?
Green.
Okay.
Any number of times I've heard somebody say to Amy, well, look at that. You're dressed to match your containers. No. It's the other way around.
Containers are dressed to match me. Paul Lisinski and Amy Klippenstein from Side Hill Farm. Yogurt, sour cream, and if you go to visit them in Holly, you can get their cheeses and other products. And Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.